Welcome back to Marriage Monday. Thanks so much for joining with me. My name is Dave Barringer, and this is my podcast to help you grow your marriage one Monday at a time. Today, we're talking about disagreements, and I don't know about you. I think that disagreements kind of presented itself perhaps on the honeymoon, but I know it was at least the week after, literally the day after we got back, found my football jerseys, high school t-shirts, all in the garbage, and my wife just said, well, if we don't wear these things, if it's old, they don't fit, we throw them away. In my mindset, this is the stuff you keep or you pass on or you have just for memories or whatever. And I remember right there, day one of being back from the honeymoon, we were in a disagreement about the philosophies of storage in the house. And so, listen, it's something that is just present within every relationship, but the question is, what happens when you can't get to an agreement on a bigger issue, or that something is happening within your family or your marriage, and you're just now in this place of, what do? We are in disagreement and we don't know how to move forward. So I want to give you just four simple thoughts to help you get aligned when you are in the place of disagreement. Number one, understand it's okay to disagree. Just understand it. It's okay to disagree. It doesn't mean that you're failing at the marriage. It doesn't mean that your marriage is doomed in any way. Even if this issue has just continued to come up over and over and over, sometimes issues will present themselves just because it's a sticking point within the relationship. It's a sticking point within the marriage, and it's something that's just not going to be dealt with one conflict or with one discussion. There are times couples have had to go through a series of counseling appointments or through series of discussions to continue to work through things, because when the two become one, as scripture says, that oneness sometimes takes months to years to work through, depending upon the issue. So understand, it's just okay to disagree. It's okay. Don't think that the Titanic has hit the iceberg. I want you to understand that every disagreement is a great opportunity to gain new understanding about each other and to reaffirm your commitment to work together and resolve conflicts. That leads me toward number two. Find the broader goal under the issue. Find the broader goal under the issue. Behind every argument, there is something that you are working towards. There's an end game. There's some greater purpose that should be driving your pursuit. And most of the time, us as spouses, we just do it in different ways. We're after many times the same thing, but we're thinking about it, or we're wanting to approach it differently. So you have to look for the underlying goal that's taking place. So what you want to do is begin to talk about, not necessarily about the disagreement, what are we actually fighting for? Maybe that's the question that you ought to be asking. Instead of fighting about who is squeezing the toothpaste from the wrong spot. My wife squeezes it from the middle. I squeeze it from the end, which is the way I believe everybody ought to. And so, I mean, we actually resolved it by buying separate tubes of toothpaste so that I was no longer griping about it and she was no longer having to deal with that. But maybe there's just some simple issue like that. And begin to ask yourselves, what's the broader goal at play? What are we actually working towards? Because sometimes we're so busy fighting for our perspective that we haven't actually asked ourselves, are we fighting for our perspective or are we working together toward a goal? Because if your disagreement is all about getting a personal win, you're going to just totally miss the point of it all. You need to find an underlining goal that you guys are actually working towards. Here's what we're fighting about. Okay, let's take a step back. What is the end goal? What's the end game? What is the beautiful thing that's going to come out of this tough moment? And now we can realign our entire argument and our perspective and our attitudes around that issue so that we can go after that and bring the resolution that we're looking for. And that leads me toward number three. Remember that you're on the same team. If you've been with me for premarital counseling or marriage counseling, you'll know that I say this all the time. A win for me is rarely a win for the we. But a win for the we is always a win for me. That is such a huge thing to understand. Recognize you're on the same team. But sometimes we can get so caught up in our own perspective and our own desires, sometimes our own hurt, that we feel like that our spouse is simply against us. And so therefore, I have to do what it takes to come out victorious. I've got to do what it takes to come out and to win. And you have to remember, we are working towards a goal. We found a goal, and we have to do that thing together and not against each other. And so if we have aligned ourselves on a goal, we've aligned ourselves on a vision, now you can move forward and understand that the ultimate thing that we want is to make sure that we are going after and accomplishing it. Even though we're going to have different ideas about how to get there and how to accomplish it, what we have to do is not lean into it and say, you know what, well, I want it to be my idea. Scratch that. Pull your ideas together and make sure that you're picking out the best thing to do together so that you can accomplish that goal. And again, the win is not for you. The win is for the marriage. That leads me toward number four. Commit to respect and trust. This is a game changer when it comes to disagreement. So whether you quickly align for the broader purpose and you've come to a compromise, being respectful of your spouse's perspective is always of the utmost importance. Now, your spouse could be wrong. They're not always wrong. They're not always right either. But maybe they're wrong. It doesn't matter. Making sure that you're being respectful of your spouse's perspective, being respectful of your spouse's feelings, what it does, it develops trust. Because disrespect actually breaks down trust. And when trust is broken down, it feeds into the fact that I don't want to respect my spouse. And all of a sudden, you have a vicious circle. But when you commit to respecting your spouse, you're being a better listener than you are a talker. When you're validating feelings, when you're really understanding their insight and perspective, that develops this deep level trust that simply says, I can say what I need to say. I have a part in this. We're together on this. And so therefore, trust grows roots and gets deeper and gets stronger. And so when we're walking through disagreement, I want you to see something that even in the middle of disagreements and something that we think is going to pull us apart, it can actually be the tension point that develops the deeper strength of the relationship. Listen, agreeing with your spouse on everything, it's just not realistic. You're just not going to agree on everything. And if you do, then to me, somebody's hiding something. Somebody is afraid of conflict because at some point you guys are going to have disagreements. But when disagreement is present, I want you to persist about being a people, being a marriage that refuses to allow this thing to divide them and separate them and utilize that tension to be the place where the two of you can come into alignment and find your marriage stronger on the other side of the conflict. So that's all I've got today. Love y'all. Have a great Marriage Monday. Fight better. Fight for each other. Fight with each other. Make up together afterwards and watch strength come in your relationship that you never expected before. Have a great, great week. God bless.